Work experience day 5. Hold on, why is a boo playing in the background while I'm talking to you? I'm sorry, that is just not on. I will see you in a second. I'm sorry, but as much as I love Kimber Boo, I had to kind of stop that because it would just be confusing if she was talking and I was talking at the same time. And I'm not sure that's etiquette, even on the very open community of Audio Boo. So, it was the last day of my work experience, and I'm actually really gutted to go. It was my last day. I was working at Guide Dogs, and a teacher came to visit me. They hadn't forgotten about me. In fact, I came into the office and the teacher was already there, which was quite frightening. But actually, it's a teacher that I really like, so that wasn't too bad. What else to say? Okay, so I wrote a case study about myself from the request of the boss. And what else did I do? Oh, I made a massive list of charities for the visually impaired and their purposes and gave it to the boss. And I discussed volunteering with a lady who works in the office, and I'm hoping that I'm going to become a speaker for Guide Dogs because I'm a young person, I'm blind and I have a guide dog, so you know, I kind of fit the criteria. But that's the thing, because I'm young and I'm part of the new generation of guide dog owners who are under 18, I don't know where I stand with volunteering, because I'll have questions to ask if I'm not allowed to be a speaker because of my age. Because awareness needs to be spread that young people can have guide dogs and I'm not a trainer. Because come on, what kind of trainer is that committed that they'll go in their lunch break from school wearing their school uniform to train their dog? I'm sorry, but no. And then towards the end of the day, oh, and I discussed my plans for charity domination with their volunteers coordinator. And then at the end of the day, everyone came and said they were going to tell me exactly what they thought of me. And I kind of went gulp. And they appeared and the boss had a huge box of chocolates. It was massive. It was like the biggest box of chocolates I've ever seen in my life. And a card, and the card was really sweet. Hold on, I'll just go and get it. Ah! I just tripped over my dog. Hello. I'm being followed by a dog. Hot pursuit. On the front, it says thank you, and it's got a tactile flower on it. And it says inside, to Layla and her little helper. Ha ha ha, very funny. Huge thanks from everyone at Guide Dogs for being the best work experience pair ever. I'm proud of that. And then it just says thank you from lots of other people. And yeah. I wish I could carry on working there and that I didn't have to go back to education, but it has really inspired me to finish doing all my courses and continue into A-levels and degree so that I can reach my dreams. So yeah, it's been really awesome and I had a fantastic time. So see you. Bye.